Our Place, episode 544.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everybody and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're all right, I think.
I am.
Yeah, I think we're all
right.
Don't
about you, but I'm fine.
Yeah, we're doing all right, aren't we?
Yep.
Not a lot to say this week, really.
Really,
I mean, in terms of what's happening.
We haven't spoken since, when was it?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I don't remember the date of that off the top of my head. It was, it must have been in the new year.
It was in the new year, I'm sure it was, because it's what is it now, the 12th, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the new year.
No, we said happy. That's right. We haven't spoken this year.
We said happy New Year to everybody. So we say
right.
Say it again.
Weeks,
happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let's hope everyone's started their years all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait and see how the year pans out, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. What have we done since? Well, not a heck of a lot. I mean, we got back to work on the 2nd properly, I suppose. Oh, yeah, New Year's Day. We haven't spoken before New Year, have we?
No. So
that's right, is it? So New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
I thought we had. Strange, but obviously we couldn't.
No, I don't think we did. We couldn't have done, because we haven't done another one except over weekends.
Yeah, that's true.
New Year, we got quite a bit then, in that case. That's good.
Yeah, we must have more than I thought.
Hmm.
The playlist, you had a playlist all done for New Year's Eve, didn't you?
I did, and I got the playlist from the Pixel phone has a thing built in called Now Playing History, and every time you hear something on the radio, it makes a note of the record, and then you can go in and display what the record was and who it was by, and you can even go to Google Play Music and play it, or you can add it to a Google Play Music playlist. So that's what I did. I went through my history from the end of December to November and backwards, you know, from most recent backwards, so that we got all the Christmas music in as well. And I made a huge playlist of about 200 tracks. And, you know, whether I liked the songs or not,
we just put them in. Well, some of them we didn't remember because it had picked up things it had heard off TVs, like soundtracks.
Yes.
There were some things, didn't it picked up?
Yes, it did.
And from adverts. So it picked up the song that the advert, you know, the advert.
Yes, it did.
They played on adverts and things like that.
Yep.
So it was really interesting.
So it was good.
But we haven't heard it all yet.
No. We
was up to our part. We started it at what time? It started quite early.
Started about 6 o'clock.
6, and we were still going at 2:30, so we went to bed.
Yeah,
then.
So we went to bed.
So we didn't finish.
So we got some more. We're going to play it tonight because we played a couple of podcasts last Saturday.
Podcast?
Yeah, we played some headphone commute.
Oh, yes, that's right. We did, because
didn't we?
Saturday night we like to do the music.
Music
stuff.
Night, yeah. Saturday night is music night, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. New Year's Day, we just lazed about, really, listening to horror podcasts. We were catching up on one called The Black Tapes, which we've downloaded from the beginning. And it's really quite good.
There's another one called Rabbits that we've just started.
Rabbits. But
they do these,
docudramas.
Docu sort of thing.
That one.
Like as if it's true, almost.
Yeah.
You know,
it
comes out like it's true.
Yeah, and they're really mysterious, aren't they?
Well, most of the docudramas I've heard have tended to be true, except the UKIP, 100 Days of UKIP, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Power, that wasn't true.
I don't think The Black Tapes is either.
No, it's not. I'm sure it isn't true.
You know.
Rabbits. I hope not, anyway.
No. But they're all good podcasts, and they're all by the same people, APR, something public radio or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll put links to The Black Tapes and Rabbits on the show notes if anyone wants to listen to them. And we're also going to listen to another one called Tannis, aren't we, Ange?
Yeah, when we finished Rabbits.
Which they've done as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done that as well.
Yeah.
Well, when we get short on something else. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because we're following quite a few horror podcasts.
And we have horror on Sundays.
Yes, Sunday night is horror night, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And also Thursday and Friday mornings, don't we? We have horror.
Yeah, we've taken to having, because we read books together in the morning. So a lot of it is from, most of it is from Audible, isn't it? So we have those Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. This only started late last year, didn't it, this trend?
It did.
And then we have the horror Thursday, Friday and Sunday, because Saturday morning We're still following the bill. I'm sure we've mentioned that.
On TV, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, for this week anyway, because we haven't got that much stuff, especially on telly, really, we're going to have...
A Netflix series called You. We're going to continue it, aren't we?
Yes.
Which is about stalking, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is, really.
Yeah, yeah. Thoroughly enjoyable. Oh, yeah, we watched... last week we watched Bird Box as well, didn't we?
Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah. So...
That was really good, Bird Box.
Yeah.
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 Any of you with Netflix who like a bit of horror?
Don't try it at home, kids. We're trained to be blind, aren't we, Ange? So, anyone sighted listening, don't do these Bird Box challenges. They're dangerous. You heard it here first. No, you didn't, actually. It's been going all over the
Netflix
net.
Netflix had to tweet it or something.
They did, yes.
Yeah. So don't do it. So they said something, I don't believe we've got to say this, but please don't do this.
That's right, yeah.
Apparently someone was trying to drive. I don't know how true this is.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't fancy that.
No.
So, yeah, we watched Bird Box as well last week. Can't remember what day we did all these, but it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, no, Bird Box was Friday night.
It was last.
Because I requested, could we do that and start you later, another time.
And we started you on Sunday, didn't we?
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, we got that to listen to. And yeah, so that's really what we've been up to. Debbie's been coming in the last couple of Thursdays. She's going to be our new support worker. Emma's not leaving us in a hurry, though, because she hasn't got a job yet, unfortunately. It's hard out there, believe me. So Emma's around still. So we're having a good handover to Debbie, aren't we, Ange?
Well, even if she'd got any of the jobs that she's gone for, they weren't. Yeah. They wouldn't be available yet to do. So, you interview for like March, things to come out in March or end of month, or you know what I mean. So she wouldn't have anyway.
And we're still working on. We think we're going to have a goodbye to the customers from Emma on the podcast.
She's we're
just building up to record it. So because Emma's not fond of recording herself, so but she suggested it, which is really nice.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll have an appearance from Emma on the podcast, won't we?
Yes.
And that'll be nice. And of course, you know, we've thoroughly enjoyed Emma's work for the last 5 years. She's been really good. So it's a new chapter. It's a new chapter about to begin for us, really.
Yes.
But it's not happening. She's not going at the end of January now. She's sticking around for a bit. As I say, fortunately, Debbie's still got a job, and she'll leave it whenever we're ready, really. She's very accommodating that way.
She suggested that, didn't she?
So Debbie did, yeah.
She said, because I've got the job, I'll come in a few times and see what you do.
Yeah, yeah, and that suits us all.
On her, doesn't it?
Yeah, makes it easier on Emma and all.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So, it's all looking good. And that's really what's been going on the last couple of weeks, isn't it?
It's been busy as well.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah.
Started busy, didn't it?
Yes.
So, it's been all quite pretty good, really. You know, everything, not bad, really, is it?
No, I'd say. It's been busier than I thought in January already with orders.
Yeah.
So that's been good too. And... As usual.
Somewhere placed just before Christmas.
As usual for those listening, I'd like to say thank you for supporting us in business as well.
Absolutely.
And listening and so on and things.
I think one of the orders was placed before Christmas. It always sounds like somebody was given a wadge of Christmas money, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? You suddenly...
Yeah, yeah.
It may not be true. I don't know that, obviously, but...
So, yeah, that's really what's been going on this week, isn't it?
Yes.
And now to talk a little bit about a new product, isn't it, Ange?
Yes, go for it.
Yes, we've just started. We're just waiting for stock. I've just heard that it should be within the next week or two. And we are now the sole UK reseller of BrailleMe. And, of course, BrailleMe is a new Braille display at an affordable price, a bit like the Orbit reader. I didn't want to say competition for it because they both have their different points about them, but I prefer the way the BrailleMe works to the way the Orbit works. And I'll talk about why that is in a minute, but this is just personal opinion. Now, To understand it a bit, the Brailmi and the Orbit are both kind of £400 braille displays, £400 in price. We sell the Brailmi and RNIB sell the Orbit. And one of the stipulations of my contract is that I'm not allowed to sell the Orbit, because obviously the people from Brailmi don't want me to sell similar priced competition. We can still sell ESIS and things like that because they're way higher in price and things like that, but not, you know, similar
direct competition,
not in direct competition, similarly priced braille displays. So we won't be selling the Orbit, in case anyone asks. But we are selling Brailmi, and I'm happy to do so. So the way the Orbit works is it's an 8-dot braille display, and which is good and bad. Some people don't like 8-dot braille displays. Other people love them. I love them personally. I prefer the Orbit. But I'll tell you why Brailmi is interesting in that respect, because the Orbit is 8-dot, as I say. Brailmi is 6-dot. Now, the Orbit reader, if you open a text file, as in a TXT file, it will give you it in computer braille, in whatever language that happens to be. So if, for example, you're UK braille, then you'll get UK computer braille. If you're in US braille, you'll get US computer braille, and so on. And if you're in UEB, you will get, presumably, UK or US or UK computer braille. If, you know, you probably can set the braille table output, you know, for computer braille. But my point is that the file will open in computer braille. Beautiful, that is. If you do computer braille and you care about computer braille, that is perfect. If, however, you don't care about computer braille and you don't ever want to use computer braille, that's where Brailmi is very clever, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
Because when you open a text file, it will open it in uncontracted grade 1. Not computer braille, but grade 1. So it will convert it to grade 1. You can then type in grade 1. Now, if you then want... you can't... There's no way you can have computer braille on Brailmi. Let's make that clear. So it converts it to grade 1. Computer grade 1. And sorry, computer grade 1, what I'm talking about, braille grade 1. So if you're in UEB, you'll get UEB grade 1. If you're in UK braille or US braille, you'll get US UK braille grade 1, not computer braille. That means that the numbers in whatever language of English will be hash A, hash B, hash C, or number sign A, number sign B, number sign C, as opposed to dropped cells or CHGH, EDEROUOW, and so on. In other words, you will never, ever get computer braille on the Brailmi. Now, I don't know about children in schools, whether they use real computer braille or not. But I think this is really quite good if what you want is a grade 1 or grade 2 note taker. So, given that the Orbit has computer braille and the Brailmi doesn't, the Orbit also doesn't have an onboard translator of any kind. So it doesn't translate from grade anything to grade anything. So garbage in, garbage out. So if you type in computer braille, that's what you get. No translation ability at all. However, Brailmi does. So if you press space with G, it will translate it to grade 2 of whatever language you're in. So, but bear in mind, any text file that you open, however many times you open that text file, it will always default to grade 1 braille, uncontracted. So then you press space and G and it becomes grade 2. Then you can type in grade 2. If you want to edit that file, you can actually type in grade 2 and it will remain in grade 2. If you're in grade 1, you have to type in grade 1. Otherwise, it will misinterpret the grade 2, characters when back translating. And back translating, again, what happens is, if you open, for example, in Brailmi, a BRL or a BRF file, it won't allow you to back translate it on the fly. In other words, it won't let you use space and G to back translate it. However, if you then save that file to TXT, it will back translate it before it saves it, which means that sighted people can then read it on their computers and so on. To me, although it doesn't do computer braille, that's one of the smartest braille displays I've seen in that regard. Wouldn't you say, Ange?
Yeah.
That is really quite clever.
Hmm.
So that's the comparison between the two braille displays. They both have 20 cells, but again, BrailleMe has 6 dots and Orbit has 8. But if you're reading for pleasure, you never need 8 dots, do you? Really?
No.
I don't think you do.
No.
Because you'd always get the dot 6 for the capital, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't need 8 dot braille for leisure reading. So I think that they're pitching it at a particular market, you know, type leisure reading type particular market. I think my summation of it is that they both definitely have their place. The other thing about the BrailleMe is it does have cursor routing keys. The Orbit does not. So if you like cursor routing keys, really quick, efficient editing, then BrailleMe is for you. That really is kind of the main differences between the two. There are other differences. The file manager is better on the Orbit than it is on the BrailleMe. That is to say that the Orbit will allow you to copy and move files, but the BrailleMe won't. Not quite sure why that is, whether that's a limitation of the operating system they're using or not.
Well, maybe they have put their research and stuff into the translation and into, you know what I mean? So they can't, to keep the price, they can't they can't all do everything.
They can't all do everything.
So they are aiming at a different...
I don't mind that, Ange, because you can do it on a computer. Right. It's easy enough to connect it and... You know,
of course, anybody that's mad enough, and some people are,
we're
mad enough to want two of them, we know that.
Yeah.
Well, mad is the wrong word, but I mean it in the nicest possible way.
Yeah.
You could have two of these for less than, I don't know anything of that price for 20 cells.
No, you could have two of these for 800 quid, which is less than any braille display we know, other than those two.
Roughly, yeah.
You know, so...
And there are people that want to have both for, I guess, various reasons.
Yeah.
You know, we do know that, don't we?
Yes. Now, I prefer the 8-dot method of the Orbit because I prefer 8 dots, personally. But on the other hand, I prefer the smarts of the BrailleMe because it's much smarter, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
So, because of the translation on board and things like that, if you know what I mean. You know, if they ever make an 8-dot display at £500 or £600, you know, I'm in. I'd love that.
Well, you know what? They could, for me, my reading needs are... I have made the odd note in the issues, but to be honest, I don't. You could knock off probably 50 to 75 quid for me. All I want is a braille display that I attach to my phone, and it will take all the... Like, I use my iPhone and I'm using UEB and all this, and it'll just take on that one board and it won't do anything itself. That's all I need, isn't it? That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
So but they could knock a price off. Somebody could make... They wouldn't, but they could. I don't...
We should say that both Orbit and BrailleMe...
will go to the phones.
We'll do all that. They'll connect to phones. So they'll connect to computers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The one downside to BrailleMe at the moment is that it will not connect with JAWS. And I think that's because they need to get the digital drivers from Freedom, and maybe they haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
But it will work with NVDA, and it'll also work with iOS, and it'll also work with Apple Mac OS as well. So it does work with most things, but not JAWS. Just be aware of that, if you want to use it as a Braille terminal. But that's all. That's the only thing it doesn't work with is JAWS.
Yeah.
Works with TalkBack, works with iOS. So I'm in Android, Angie's in iOS. It works for all of us.
What about the Orbit? Does that work with JAWS?
Yes.
Oh, they managed to have got that sorted with JAWS.
I think because they're to do with American Printing House.
Yeah, they've probably got a bit more
and
clout.
Yes, probably. InnoVision Tech are a small company, so... And I don't think they've ever made a Braille display before, so I think it's a very good first effort, you know, wouldn't you say?
Well, they must have. I reckon they've had them that nobody's seen. They probably have made them.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, you can't just come out with a first. Well,
I don't think they've released to our knowledge. We don't know of any other braille display.
They might have done them in India.
That they've released. And you know, to be honest, if this is a version one, it's not bad at all.
No.
Is it? You know. So that's my take on the two. So we sell the BrailleMe. You can pre-order on the web, and you can pre-order with us. We'll have them in a week or two. And they're £400 plus £10 shipping. And, you know, they're not bad. I want to talk a little bit about the noise as well. BrailleMe and Orbit are both noisy braille displays. Okay? Don't get away from that. Two things, I think, are different. One is that the BrailleMe is kind of like when the Orbit is kind of like when you go to the next line or pan the next line, it's almost like a rattlesnake. It goes like that. And it refreshes. But the BrailleMe is a whole lot faster, isn't it? And it goes like that.
Yeah.
And it's very, very quick at refreshing. And so it still has noisy, but it's a different noise, if you know what I mean. The other thing is, you know, what was I going to say? There was another thing about the noise, but no, they are both as noisy in their own way. But that's what I was going to say. Because of the quicker refresh, there is just as much noise, but for less time.
That's right.
Isn't there, Ange?
Yeah.
So that's the difference. Mm. So that's kind of my summation of the two braille displays.
The other thing I discovered, it does look like the Orbit Reader has a dictionary because someone was using it in Scrabble.
It does.
Which is an interesting addition to a braille display, isn't it?
Yes. To be fair, that could probably easily be done. I don't think the dictionary is built in. I think it's probably just a load of text files.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know how it works.
BrailleMe doesn't come with anything like that. But I'm sure that could be done. You know?
But they both worked on different things which are useful.
Yes.
For different people.
Yes.
Or even the same people.
Yes. 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 Yes.
You know, it's,
And before anyone asks me anything else, the reason I'm comparing the two alongside is because they're both the same price. So it's kind of bang for buck comparison, really, what you're getting.
Thought the Orbit was more expensive if you're not an RNIB.
Yes,
member.
I understand. That's right. The Orbit is £449 if you are not an RNIB member, I believe. And £400 if you are an RNIB member. The BrailleMe, of course, is £400 to everybody because we're not a charity and we don't have membership and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the BrailleMe is £400. But we charge shipping. I don't know if RNIB charge shipping. You'd have to ask RNIB that. But I think they certainly both have their place. And I think, you know, to bring out a braille display at an affordable price, they've all done really well, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully we'll get it into schools and things like that. And that'll be really cool. I think that's really all we've got to say, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah, I think so. I will say it is lovely that you can have a reader of... Because 20 cell is quite nice to read. I mean, I can read quickly with 12. I remember someone did a demo of their something. No, not a demo. Somebody was talking about, you know, if you could read with less than 20. And I thought, yeah, my shortest was 9, the bookworm. You had to put books into it to read, didn't you? But 9 was the smallest I've read with. And you can get quite quick, can't you?
Yeah.
But 20 is...
Must, 20 is just a nice
be
length.
Quite luxury.
It's a nice length. After 12, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a
but
nice...
But then 12 is nice and small, isn't it?
So yeah.
There are, you know, obviously...
There are up and down sides.
And because I've got mine, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But I'm pleased to know, certainly at the moment, if something happened to mine and I couldn't afford that, I might be able to afford something cheaper so I could still carry on, because I love reading in Braille.
Yeah.
It's all I really want. I want to read much more than make notes or anything. I'm not, you know.
And I have to say, although I prefer the output of Braille on the, say, for the Easys, it feels a bit more metallic.
The
Braille on the Braille is a bit more plastic. It's a bit like reading Dymo almost, but very sharp. Or not very sharp, but quite sharp. But having just sat last Monday, I think it was, Monday morning, because our cleaner was here and she was cleaning the office, and I was just sitting reading as if I was, you know, reading its own manual in it for pleasure, as it were.
Yeah.
Just reading. And it was really quite pleasurable. I could read with it no problem.
Is it as sharp as them papermar things you had?
Yes, I'd say.
Because they were sharp. I wasn't comfortable with those, but I'm used to them really. I found it hard going.
Yeah.
I can't explain. Your hand didn't glide on it.
No.
But maybe.
I'm not sure. I don't think it's quite that sharp.
But then that was long as 80, and I weren't really used to using it. I mean, obviously, I just used it to look at things that you said.
I'll have to let you have a go with it, won't I?
Yeah, I'll have to borrow it.
You haven't played with it yet, have you?
I have to nick it and borrow it.
You have to play with it, won't you?
Yeah.
Tell what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps we'll do it within the next week, and then you can give me comments on it next week.
Mm.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, we'll do that. That is about it for me.
I think so.
I think.
I did want to make a, because this isn't still isn't that long, is it, yet? I'm surely.
No?
I wanted to say something I'd been talking about on Facebook, because the other day I was mad writing social media. I don't know what went wrong with me the other day. I wrote quite a lot of things. But the first thing is actually, who amongst you has given up alcohol for January? I was so tempted to. I'm not sure I'm going to actually make the stay the power, the will. I don't know if I've got the willpower. I was really tempted last night, and I thought, no, don't give in. So I'm not drinking alcohol in January. I was curious to know, will it make me different? Because I wasn't an everyday drinker, so I knew I won't get effect. Or I'm not a drinker, I'm not an alcoholic or anything like that, so I knew I wouldn't get any problems with withdrawing or anything like that. But I wondered, would I feel brighter in the mornings when I haven't drunk or anything? I don't feel any different. No different whatever, which is good, because it probably means I'm not drinking too much, maybe. I don't know whether that's a indication or not, because I don't drink every day. So, but what I'm noticing is the days that I normally drink is when I miss it, which I knew that would happen as well. I expected that. I did think it was giving me greater appetite, but yesterday I didn't have such a, so I'm not so sure about that either, because I had been hungrier, but maybe it was because it was colder. So I'm just not making any particular effect that I can feel, you know what I mean? I can't feel any benefit from not drinking then. You see what I mean? I mean, it's been just over a week. My last drink was New Year's Day, wasn't it?
Yes.
So it'll be 2 weeks Tuesday, won't it?
2 weeks Tuesday, yeah. Yeah.
And I was so tempted last night giving you your glass of rum.
Yeah.
I should just chuck the rum at you and say, get on with it.
You could have, yeah. You could have got the bottle out and I would have poured it.
You'd have to switch the speakers off to hear what you were doing,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I tend to get them bigger than I need to, I think, because of that.
But yeah.
So that was the one thing. The other thing was, I saw someone on Twitter, and they'd ordered something from someone, and they said it was going to take 10 days, and they went, oh, I don't think so. Sounding like they didn't want to wait that long. Now, it wasn't something you need to live to survive. It was, I would consider, a luxury. I won't say what it was, because I don't want to, in case anybody might know, so that they'd know who it was I was talking about. Because that's not my point here. And I was saying on Facebook and Twitter, I said, what happened to the old days? We used to say, allow a month. I remember our Juno, they said to you, didn't they, allow a month. It was 2 days later, wasn't it, to say, actually.
Yeah.
But they used to, you know, our expectation, we didn't worry. And when we bought our squares, our porridge to go squares from this superfood store or whatever they call it, on eBay, several days.
About a week, wasn't it?
It was about a week. I don't think either of us turned a hair. We no. They'd said it would be delivered between blah, 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 which was quite a few days off.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me. I like the anticipation. If it's a gadget, it's nice to have the anticipation. Yes, I do. We do use Amazon Prime. Yes, it's nice. And if you're really desperate, you can get it. But then you can go to the shops as well. So, you know, most of us can. I won't say all of us necessarily can get to
I think
shop,
what you're hitting on is the we want it now culture.
And,
you know,
I like to. I've discovered as I get older, part of the excitement, in fact, half of it is waiting. And the anticipation, and then you get this box eventually. If it's something, you know, that's exciting. I think we're used to all this same-day delivery or next-day delivery or whatever. And I've heard someone else on Twitter about Apple. She didn't want to wait, so she went and ordered it. I think she still had to wait. She went to the shop and they hadn't got them, or I don't know. And you think, do you actually need a new iPhone at this second? You've still got your old one. No. You don't. Sorry. How many listeners are we going to lose now? I don't get it. What makes me frustrated is when you're trying to do an order and there's something on the web that impedes your putting it through, an accessible, and you can't get this order done because of something. You know how things can be complicated. Oh, there was an error. Oh, your password's wrong. Oh, can't reset password. All this. That annoys me because I'm thwarted.
Oh, yeah.
That... But once I can do it and I can leave it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Once we can, well, you do most of the ordering, don't you?
Yeah.
But once you can do it, leave it, I will wait. I don't mind. That's fine by me.
Yeah.
And I think, what is the matter with us? Why do we have to have things that you don't need immediately?
Yeah.
Why do we have to have them so quick? I don't.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
I know we like our toys. Don't get me wrong, we do.
Yeah.
But I'm noticing as I get older, yes, to wait, the anticipate, it's nice, it's something to look forward to. And I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just so used to it.
Yep, indeed. Anything else going on?
No. That's it.
You don't have to hurry. I mean,
that's my
podcast is a podcast,
isn't
it?
That's all I've had to say at the moment.
That's fair enough. Well, you were worried about, I don't think it's long yet. Well,
it isn't long yet.
The nice thing about a podcast is the format can be whatever you want it to be. So it can be 10 minutes one week and an hour the next, you know.
I agree with that. I don't mind it being an hour.
No.
I don't think it will be. It might be about 45 minutes.
If that.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
See how right I am.
So
that is it from me. That's my little take on it. And I'm interested to know. Do you really need to put it now? And don't worry, I won't like you any. I won't respect you any the less for you. I do like discussion.
Yeah.
Funny enough, nobody came back at me on that. Somebody, Jill Gwatkin from, you know, that we know from the caravan, she liked that. But nobody commented on it and said, oh, yeah, we need it now. Oh, no, I agree with you. Nobody made any comments at all.
No.
But it'd be interesting to know.
Yeah.
What you all think about that.
Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this week. What do you reckon?
Yep, absolutely.
Except to say, don't forget you can contact us, ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And, of course, www.ourplace-podcast.info is the place to go to read all about the notes and the show notes and the episodes and the things and, you know, that kind of stuff. And to subscribe and to listen on the telephone, should you so wish, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services, who still let us do it over the phone. And I should mention, by the way, that if you do listen over the phone, interesting, nice thing about it is if you don't block your number, when you next ring it, it resumes where you left off, doesn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
So if you have to go, because you know, and you don't hear the whole podcast, it even resumes where you've left off. So it's really quite clever. Well done, Jonathan.
And really, unless you've got it blocked from source or anything, to do you can block or unblock at will, and there's no need to block because that's not going to ring you back, is it? It's not a number that can ring you back and bother you, is it?
No, it's not. No.
So there's no advantage to block.
You can find out how to do that if you don't have internet and you really miss us. You know, you can do it that way, can't you, Angie?
Absolutely.
Yes. So. Somebody said that a podcast is radio on demand. I like that description.
True.
That's what it is. And
it's true.
Yeah. So, and anyone can do it, which is really good. So, with that, I'm going to say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we will see you next time.